Today we're going to share a bit on the importance of Jesus' death.
我们今天一起来分享耶稣死的重要性。
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day.
让我们一起来祷告。天父，我们感谢为今天来感谢你。
Father, we ask that you will speak to us today.
天父，我们求主你对我们的心来说话。
We thank you that we can remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in this manner.
让我们在这里如此行来纪念主。
The death that he died for us sinners.
他的死为我们这些罪人所受的死。
He is and always will be the sinless one.
他永远是那位没有瑕疵的那一位。
It is by grace we have been saved.
是因为这个恩典我们可以得救。
I pray, Father, that as we revisit, his death one more time,
当我们再来, 来思想他的死的时候,
May your Spirit impress on our hearts the truth of what he did at Calvary.
求主用你的灵, 把他, 把耶稣的死实在放在我们的身上。
In Jesus' name.
靠耶稣的名 Amen.
The passage that we read from in John,
我们刚才从约翰福音所读的那几节经节
highlights the historical account of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里记载着耶稣在历史上面所记载的耶稣的死。
If you understand the Gospels are what we call historical narratives.
如果我们知道这对圣经的福音书有一些了解的话，我们知道说这个福音书是在讲历史的事实。
The death of Jesus Christ is an historical fact.
耶稣的死是历史上的一个事实。
However, for our interest today, we're going to look on the meaning of Jesus' death.
我们今天就来一起审视，是耶稣的死是有何等的意义。
So the epistles, when you move from the Gospels and going across to the epistles interprets the historical reality of his death.
当我们进入书信的时候，圣经里面的书信的时候，我们就看那些书信呢，就来解释什么是耶稣的死。
Young people are asking, the postmodern generation thinking is, what's the meaning of Jesus' death? What significance does it have upon my marriage, my work, or my school?
我们在这里，在这里边讲到耶稣的死的时候，有些年轻人就会说，在我们这个后现代的时候，我们在讲耶稣的死对我们有什么意义呢？对我们的家庭，对我们的婚姻，对我们的生活，到底有什么意义？
Well, our attempt tonight is to help us to see that the death of Christ forms every cell in every Christian life.
我在这里要讲说，耶稣的死是代表着我们每一个基督徒每一个细胞里边都应该有的东西。
One of the first things that we're going to look at.Is the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ that occurred at the cross.
我们首先要看的就是我们的主在十字架上所成就的救赎。
And then we're going to look at the remission of sins, the forgiveness of sins that took place at the cross.
第二个我们要看的就是我们的罪是如何的得赦。
Now some of these terminologies that may be going over your heads,
这些名词好像都会从我们的耳边过去。
For example, redemption is a word that we've come across many times in the New Testament, but what does it mean?
打个比方，就像救赎这个字在新约里边出现过很多次，但是具体是什么意思呢？
And sometimes we sing about the word remission.And so the next generation, they come to sing about remission, but not many understand what those remission means.
那还有一个字就是像得赎这件事，那但是我这个具体这个字是什么意思呢？
So we have redemption and we have remission, but we also have reconciliation that took place as a result of Jesus' death on the cross.
我们有救赎，还有得赎，还有一个是我们跟我们的主有个和好。
We have also propitiation that takes place on the cross.
我们还有一个是可以得恩典。
Though I'm itching to ask a test question, because sometimes we, you know, the kids that have SAT questions, we should ask the parents some SAT questions tonight. What does propitiation mean?
这个我们孩子们会去考 SAT 这个考试，我们这时候也应该考一考我们的大人，就是这个
But we will look at that.
这个字是什么意思？我们等会会看一下。
Very familiar to us is sanctification.
还有一个是成圣的这个成圣的事。
As we look, we also cannot conclude without looking at some substitution.
还有一个是替换这个字。
And of course, our justification.
还有一个称义这件事。
Now, I know I'm kind of a bit ambitious tonight that we can cover all of these, but at least I want to try attempt to cover the first three.
我知道今天晚上要是如果我们讲这么多的话实在是不太可能，那我想就如果可以的话我们就讲前三个。
There are so many things that we can talk about when it comes to the death of Jesus Christ. It's more than just an historical reality.
当我们谈到耶稣的死的时候，我们有很多可以谈得到。那个不仅仅是一个史实。
On the right column there, as you can see, many of the attributes of Christ that comes out in the death of Christ.
在右边的那些字，你就可以看到从耶稣的死的身上有出来一些的意义。
We see His grace, His wrath, His justice and forgiveness and love, mercy and goodness.
我们看到神的恩典，神的愤怒，神的公义，还有神的赦免，神的爱，神的恩慈和他的良善。
However, let us put our focus now on the redemption.
我们现在我们先看一看那个救赎这件事。
If you're familiar with the scripture has a nice outline of how it communicates.
圣经给我们看到有一个神怎么样子跟我们来救赎我们。
The scriptures are divided into Old Testament and New Testament.
这个整本圣经可以分成两部分，一部分是叫旧约，还有一个是新约。
In the Old Testament, you have pictures, or rather what we call shadows.Of a sneak previews of Jesus coming.
旧约里边是用一些图片、一些图画来预表耶稣的要来的耶稣。
So in the Old Testament, we see in the life of the Jewish people, two major events. There are more, but two we want to highlight today: the Day of Atonement and the Feast of the Passover.
在犹太人的传统里边有两个日子。很重要的日子，一个是救赎日，还有一个是逾越节。
Some of accuse Christian religion as a religion of blood.
有些人指责基督教是很血腥的一个宗教。
It is certainly true. When it comes to the Old Testament and in the sacrificial system, there was a lot of animals that was being slaughtered.
这里边是有点道理，因为在旧约里边，那我们看到说，在他们献祭的时候，确实有许多的牲畜被杀。
We definitely know, and the New Testament interprets this that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission, no payment for sins.
我们从新约里边知道，如果不流血，罪就不得赦。
So what we find is that daily.They would offer what we call the burnt sacrifice, where the animal was consumed on the altar.
所以每一天就有祭牲被杀，而且在祭坛上面，那个要用火把这些祭牲烧掉。
However, the most sacred was the Day of Atonement, when the high priest would come before the most holy place and sprinkle the blood of the lamb.On the mercy seat.
但是有一天就是那个赎罪日的时候呢，大祭司要到神的施恩座面前去。
The picture that we have up there is the picture of the Ark of the Covenant, where the priest had to be very careful. Once a year, he would go inside there, and he would go with blood sprinkled on that very important furniture there.
大家所看的这个图片就是所描写的是约柜，就是神所同在，跟以色列人同在的地方。那每当祭司要去这个地方见神的时候，他们需要杀祭牲，而且用血来洁净他们。
So even from the Old Testament, our Lord was letting us know that if we want to come to him, we have to come to him on his terms, and that by shedding of blood.
所以神就让我们看到一件事，如果人要到神的面前。
Chapter 12, when God sent his angel of death to destroy those, especially the firstborn, who doesn't have the blood of the lamb over their doorposts.
我们在出埃及记第十二章里边看到那个故事，就是当以色列人要出埃及的时候，神行了一件事，就是把埃及全地的头生的儿子都给杀了。
For the Jewish people, those with the blood of the lamb, the firstborn was redeemed.
但是在犹太人里，在犹太人的当中，神给他们立了一个逾越节的羔羊，犹太人的长子没有被天使来击杀。
All these Old Testament pictures were shadows that find their fulfillment in Jesus Christ's death.
所以旧约里边所给我们描述的这些图画，就是来预表耶稣在新约里边的耶稣。
Let's look at the meaning there in the New Testament.
让我们看看在新约里边的这个意义。
The idea of redemption in both testaments is a payment of a price to ransom those held captive. That price, the New Testament explained, was paid on the cross, and humanity was thereby freed from sin.
这个救赎在新约里边的意义呢，就是当一个赎价被付上的时候。那些被原来被拘禁的人呢，就可以得了自由。那这个赎价在新约里边所解释的，就是耶稣在十字架上为整个人类所付上整个人类的罪所付上的那个赎价。
The big idea then is that when we were conceived in sin, when mankind sinned against God, they went into slavery. The scripture said the soulThat sins will certainly die. There's a wages, a payment for our sins.
就是当人犯罪的时候呢，我们的灵魂就我们这个人就死了，所以这个是需要付上赎价，我们才能够被得赎。
Now, whenever you see the word redemption in the New Testament, there are many Greek words that form that English word redemption.
这个救赎这个字在希腊文里边有好几个字，但是在英文里边都是称为救赎。
One of the common ones was taken from the institution of slavery in the Roman world.
有一个意义就是当在罗马的那个时代，奴隶得到自由的那个意思。
In the Roman world, Caesar, one of the senators, would go into what we call the slave market.
在罗马的时代，那人可以随便的去到奴隶的市场，贩卖奴隶的市场。
He would pay a price to go into the market, and then he would pay a price for that slave to be set free.
如果你付了那个赎价，你就可以让一些做奴隶的人可以得到自由。
The Lord Jesus Christ, or the writers of the New Testament, they take this word and, as it were, baptize it and give some very important meaning.
在新约里边的很多写新约的作者，他们对这个事情也做了更深的阐述。
Peter was writing to Christians who were persecuted, and he mentioned the blood of Jesus Christ to comfort them. He said in 1 Peter 1:18, "Then the blood of Christ set you free from an empty way of life. That way of life was handed down to you by your own people long ago. You know that you were not bought with things that can pass away like silver or gold.
在彼得前书第一章十八节里边讲，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所流传虚妄的行为，不是凭着那能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同。
That's interesting, because later on, Peter, just like Paul,He wants to talk about marriage, he wants to talk about suffering later on, and he started talking about the blood of Jesus Christ.
彼得他也像保罗一样，他在他的书信里面常常提到说基督徒行为的准则，但是他总是从这个得救赎这个方面来着手。
It reminded me recently some young couple to be asked me for some marital counseling, and they said they want pre-engagement counseling. I was wondering, what is that?
最近有一对年轻的年轻人到我这边来要寻求婚前的指导，那他就说我们要在婚前前的辅导。Andrew 就觉得很奇怪，说 What is that?
Now, I thought that was a good idea because typically when people come to the pastors for marital counseling, my philosophy is pre-marital counseling is to decide whether you still want to go ahead and get married.
其实这个是很好，因为在我们做牧师的这个眼睛里边，说如果有一对年轻人要来婚前的指导的话，他们一般的我们的重点来讲，就是说让他们能够知道说是不是他们应该进入这个婚约。
But usually, the couple to be already chose a date when they're going to get married, and they just come for me to just bless what they're going to do.
但是，一般要是有一对年轻人，他们已经选了婚期的时候，他们到我这边来的话，多数是让我来祝福他们。
Peter recognizes that the death of Jesus Christ has certain and very important significance for even the marriage institution.
彼得在这里他很了解说，在救赎得赎救赎这个字在婚姻里面是何等的重要。
It is what we call the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这里边就讲到说是耶稣基督的福音。
The gospel of Jesus Christ.Involved, yes, the simplicity of the message, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. However, there is a whole lot more when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的福音其实很简单，就是当你信耶稣的时候，你和你的一家就可以得赎。但是呢，如果我们在经历的时候，我们就知道这个是很丰富的一个信息。
As Peter is about to comfort these Christians who are being persecuted for their faith,He wants them to understand that you are precious to Jesus.
当彼得在安慰鼓励这些受逼迫的基督徒的时候，他在这里提醒他们说，你们是在神的眼里是宝贝的。
It is very easy when we go through suffering that we want to blame Jesus for our suffering.
当我们受一点苦难的时候，我们常常会抱怨神让我们受这个苦难。
It is very easy for us to want to go back to our old lifestyle when things get really rough with us.
如果我们生活里遇到难处的时候，我们就很容易落到从前的那个光景里边。
But Peter said, "No, listen. You are precious because Jesus died for you."
但是彼得在这里讲说，不要这样子，因为你们是在神的眼里是宝贵的，所以你们不应该。落到以前的光景里边。
Even those who date are married, like take Grayson, maybe Grayson go to Socon, use the same lyrics. You know, I will die for you, Socon.
就像我们要结婚的时候呢，像 Grayson 就会跟 Socon 讲说，我会为你去死。
Teenagers, if any guy use that, this problem doesn't really mean it, okay?
那年轻人要跟你们提醒一句，如果一个男孩子跟你们讲这个话的话，你们最好先别信，因为他们一般不是这个意思。
But there's a lesson that we can learn for those of us who are comforting those who are suffering. We've seen so many people who pastor have had cancer.
但是我们看到在我们的生活里边确实有很多人经过这些苦难。打个比方，就是有很多人有癌症。
We have seen young people who feel like they haven't been loved, they're not special.
那我们看到有年轻人他们不觉得自己很 special, 很特殊，他们不觉得被爱。
However, when we look at the cross, we know that you're special because Jesus died for you.
但是当我们看十字架的时候，我们就知道说我们实在是很特殊的一群人，因为耶稣为了我们死。
As a matter of fact, Acts 20 tells us, keep watch over yourselves. Paul was addressing some elders, saying goodbye to the elders at Ephesus. Keep watch over all the believers. The Holy Spirit has made you leaders over them. Be shepherds of God's church. He bought it with his own blood.
在使徒行传第二十章里边，那保罗在那边讲说，圣灵立你们做全情的监督，你们就当自己谨慎，也为全情谨慎牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
In other words, pastors and leaders, deacons, we have to be careful, or we take care of God's sheep. Let's not just treat them like any kind of, you know, worthless trash or something. They are precious in God's sight.
这也提醒我们，在我们做牧师、做监督的人的当中，我们不应该把每一个人看作寻常，这都在神的眼里边看作宝贵的。
In other words, the full meaning of redemption means the implications are the price paid, the evil condition in which the person was rescued from, and the result of freedom from iniquity or sins. It also stresses the idea of divine ownership and possession that believer now belongs to Jesus Christ. And lastly, it emphasizes the results of redemption as well as the substitution redemption itself.
所以这个救赎的这个权益呢，它有三个方面。第一个方面就是说有一个赎价已经付上了，就把我们从一个很悲惨的一个光景里边，就是在罪的光景里边，在那个罪恶的那个光景里边被拯救出来，被释放出来。那第二点呢，就讲到说它是一个拥有权，我们是从罪的底下被释放出来，被神来拥有。那还有最后一个呢，是说在救赎的结果呢，就是让我们可以成为这个救赎，我们可以拥有这个救赎。
You know, this is very practical to me. I remember sometimes, you know, as a father, sometimes I mess up. I will admit, I mess up as a father.
这个很提醒我们，特别是当我作为一个父亲，我们常常会犯错。
And I have my little second one there, Abigail, as a way of reminding me. Are you a Christian?
我的那个老二常常问我说，你是个基督徒吗？
Whenever I'm tempted to disrespect my wife, I need to remember that my life belongs to the Lord.
当我常常要跟我太太来发怨言的时候，我就会想起来说我是不是一个基督徒。
And I'm supposed to represent him well in my home.
我应该代表基督的形象在我的家中。
How is your representation of Christ on the workplace?
我们在工作上面我们是不是代表基督呢？
And the way you treat your spouse and the way you treat your co-workers or your friends,Can they see that you belong to Jesus Christ?
我们怎么样子来带我们的带我们的配偶，怎么样带我们的同事，怎么样带我们周围的人呢？
The Bible tells us in Peter that we've been bought with a price. Glorify God with our bodies.
彼得告诉我们说，我们已经被神的救赎。所救赎的，我们已经被神所拣选。
The more we can say about that, but let's move to remission or forgiveness of sins.
我们再来看第二点，就是我们的罪得赦。
The idea of remission or forgiveness has to do with being sent away.
得赦这件事情是和把这个东西拿掉是很有关系。
And first, in Ephesians 1 verse 7 says, In whom we have our redemption through his blood, the result, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace.
Ephesians 1:7. 在以弗所书第一章第七节里边讲，我们这借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，做犯过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
Interestingly, it's a beautiful picture that is given in the Old Testament on forgiveness.
这边有一幅图画，就是在旧约里边是怎么样子来赦免这件事。
And the Old Testament sacrificial system, there were two goats that was used in one of the occasions.
在旧约里边，当这个赦免这件事的时候，有两只羊在里边。
One goat would be killed, and the blood was scattered at the base of the altar. But there was one other goat that the priest would lay his hand on and prayed and lay the sins of that person on, and then lead that goat out into the wilderness.And not to come back anymore.
第一个羊呢是要被宰杀的，它的血会放在那个祭坛的脚边。那第二只羊呢，是祭司要把他的手按在他的头上来按手，让祭司的这个罪归在这个羊的身上，让这个羊呢把这个羊再带到旷野里边，让他不要再回来。
It pictures Jesus Christ taking away our sins.
这第二只羊呢就来预表。基督把我们的罪从我们的身上拿走。
The scripture tells us that in Romans that there is no one who can condemn us to death anymore.
所以在罗马书里边就讲到说，没有人能够再定我们的罪了。
When I think about forgiveness, Ephesians chapter 4 tells us that just as Christ forgave us, we also need to forgive others.
以弗所书第四章里边也讲，就像照基督赦免我们，我们应该赦免人。
In verse 32 it says, And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
第四章的第31节说，一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、染闹、诽谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Let me ask you a question.Is there someone here or someone back home that you have a bitterness towards, unforgiving heart towards?
第32节里边讲到说要存怜悯的心彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们。那我们要看看说我们在生活里边我们有没有饶恕我们周围的人。
You may be saying, Andrew, you don't know what he has done to me or she has done to me. She really hurt me badly.
有的时候你会跟我讲说 Andrew 你根本不知道那些人对我做了什么东西，那个他们做的是实在是很糟糕的事情。
No, I'm not going to forgive her or forgive him. No.
我实在是不能来饶恕他。
The Bible treats unforgiveness very seriously, by the way.
在圣经里面所讲的这个赦免是很严肃的一件事。
In Ephesians passage, the basis on which we are supposed to forgive is because God has forgiven us for our sins.
在以弗所书里面讲到说，神赦免我们，我们所赦免人的基础是在神赦免了我们。
I know most of you may think that I'm a nice guy.
有些人觉得说我是一个很好的人。
But sometimes I do hurt people, whether intentionally or unintentionally.
但是就是好人也是有时有意或者无意的来伤到别人。
Sometimes I say some things that I'm not supposed to say and I hurt someone.
有的时候我会说一些话我不应该说的话来伤到别人。
The Bible said you should forgive me.
圣经里面就讲了说你们应该来原谅我。
When we have unforgiveness in our hearts, it really hurts us.
如果你要是不原谅别人的话，其实最受害的是你自己。
And it dishonors Jesus Christ.
而且我们就 没有来尊重神。
Unforgiveness causes hardening of our hearts.
如果我们没有来赦免的话，我们的心就会变成刚硬。
I've seen couples who have come to me for, you know, to help them when their hearts are so hardened by unforgiveness.
我实在看到过有夫妇到我的面前来要求要求帮忙的时候，他们的心实在是非常的非常的刚硬。
When Jesus was on the cross, he looked down and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they have done."
当耶稣在十字架上的时候，他说：“父啊，赦免他们，他们所做的，他们不知道。”
Forgiveness is not based upon the person even asking for forgiveness.
这个赦免有的时候也，当人还没有来问、来请求赦免的时候，就应该在那里。
But it all depends on the one whom you represent, Jesus Christ.
这都跟我们所代表的基督很有关系。
Sometimes relationships in the church are hurt because people are bitter against one another.
有的时候在教会里边，人和人的关系之间也非常紧张，就是因为我们没有来赦免。
Sometimes that person who is guilty went and asked God for forgiveness.But the one who was injured is still harboring bitterness.
有的时候，去伤害人的人已经在神的面前悔改，但是呢，那个被伤害的人里边还有苦毒。
As you know, as we're going to move from this one, but just to say, in Ephesians chapter 4, it tells us that unforgiveness leads to bitterness, bitterness leads to wrath and anger.And just give the opportunity to the devil to use us.
在以弗所书里边也讲到说，如果没有赦免的话，里边会有苦毒、恼恨这些事情生出来。
I will close with this one, reconciliation. This is beautiful.
我们最后我们要用这个和好这件事情来结尾。
In the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 20-22, we are told, and through him.To reconcile all things unto himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, I say, whether things upon the earth or things in the heavens, and you being in time past alienated and enemies in your mind in your evil works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you the purpose now, holy,And without blemish, and unreprovable before him.
哥罗西书第一章第二十节里边讲，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好。
This was in the first century, the separation between the Jews and Gentiles were very deep.
在旧约的时候，外邦人和犹太人之间的隔阂是非常深的。
In Ephesians chapter 2, we are told that Jesus' death on the cross not only reconciled mankind with God, but reconciled two, factors together in one body, the Jews and Gentiles.
在以弗所书第二章里边讲到说，神所成就的这个和平，不仅让人和神有和平，也能够让外邦人和犹太人之间有和平。
We're told in verse 14 of chapter 2 Ephesians it says, "For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, the hostility, in other words, that is, the law of commandments containing ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. In verse 16, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity.
在以弗所书第二章第十四节里边讲到，因他使我们的和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，并且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。 既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
The picture here is that our sins have caused us to be at war with Jesus Christ.
这边的图画就是说，这个罪让我们和耶稣来隔绝。
And with the death of Christ, now we can be reconciled together.
但是借着耶稣的死，我们可以跟神和好。
I have found it to be easier when I'm reconciled with Jesus Christ and walking with Him. It's easy for me to be at peace with those around me.
如果我接受了耶稣的救赎，我就可以很容易的跟我周围的人，要是有间隔的人来和好。
I like the picture of the word ambassador in the New Testament era. An ambassador would go to the enemies.Area and present terms of surrender to them, terms of peace.
我很喜欢这个使者这个字。使者在新约里边是那些人，他可以做代表到敌方的那个地方去谈和解的条款。
Because of the death of Jesus Christ, now we have the basis of those of us who have been reconciled with Jesus can be ambassadors for Christ to helping others to be reconciled with Christ.
所以当我们有了基督的死在我们的身上的时候那个救赎就让我们成为耶稣的使者，去让我们的周围的人跟我们一起和好。
So as we look back in closing, we have been reconciled, we have redemption rather, then we also have the payment of our sins, which is remission of sins, and then we have reconciliation because of the death of Christ.
我们再看我们今天所晚上所讲到的，就是说当我们接受基督的死的时候，我们就得到了这个救赎那个也得到赦免，也可以跟神来和好。
I notice in closing here, I notice that when the biblical writers, like in Ephesians chapter 5, and when he's talking about marriage, he mentions that the husband to love his wife as though Christ loved the church, are the wife supposed to submit to her husband as to the Lord. It always goes back to the Lord.
我们看到说在以弗所书第五章里边讲到妻子和丈夫的时候呢，他讲到说做妻子的要顺服丈夫，丈夫呢要爱妻子，但他都回到说要讲到说要来顺服要来顺服基督。
It's the same thing in chapter 6 when he's talking about the employer and employee relationship. He says that not with high services, men pleasers, but bond servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart.
他们在到第六章里边讲到说做奴仆和主人的，他也是讲到说要不论是做为奴的自主的，都必按所行的得主的奖赏。
In other words, for those of us who have trusted Christ as our Lord and Savior, we've been reconciled with Him. He owns us. And not only that, He has forgiven us. And we are supposed to live like people who belong to Jesus Christ.
就是当我们来接受神的救恩，耶稣的死在我们的身上的时候，我们就可以跟我们周围的人来和好。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Maybe you're here tonight and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
可能你是第一次来，你从来没有把自己交给这个救主耶稣。
When we come here, it is not just some ritualistic act we are performing.
当我们聚集在这里的时候，我们不仅仅是一些宗教的仪式。
Jesus' death on the cross involved some serious spiritual consequences.
耶稣在十字架上死是有一些很重大的在属灵上的意义。
The Bible tells us that how can we escape if we neglect such a great salvation?
圣经里边让我们看到说，如果我们忽视这样的救恩，我们将有何等大的一个很可怕的一个结果。
And Jesus' death on the cross was the only acceptable payment for mankind's sins.
耶稣在十字架上所成就的赎价，实在是人类唯一的一个可以得赎的一条路。
And the only way we can be saved is by placing our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins.
我们可以得救，也就是唯一的路，也就是把我们自己放在耶稣的里边，来承认他的救恩。
Are you saved?
你有没有得救？
If you're not, the death of Christ on the cross means nothing to you.
如果你没有来，你没有来，相信的话，这个耶稣在十字架上所成就的救恩，对我们来是一点没有意义。
What the Bible said, today is the day of salvation.
但是今天就是那得赎的日子。
If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved.
如果你相信耶稣基督做你的主，你就能够得救。
The scripture tells us, but as many as receive him, then he gave you the power to become the sons of God.
圣经里面让我们知道，凡信他名的人，他都来拯救。
As Christians, let us understand that everything that we do in this life, whether we're a student or wherever we go, we are bought by the precious blood of the Lamb.
让我们做基督徒也要清楚，我们无论在哪里去做什么事，我们都已经被耶稣的宝血来救赎了。
In other words, he gave his life for you and for me.
换句话说，他已经舍为你我来舍了自己。
And that means we belong to him.
那就是意味着我们是属于他的。
Let us glorify him with our bodies.
让我们用我们的身体来荣耀他的名。
Father, I thank you for the cross.
天父，我们感谢你，为了十字架来感谢你。
Yet in discipleship, you said, take up our cross and follow you.
像你所说的，我们要背起我们的十字架来跟从你。
Help us, Lord, to die to ourselves.
求主帮助我们，让我们对自己来死。
To deny ourselves.
让我们来舍己。
So that by faith, as Paul said in the Son of God, would live his life through us.
就像保罗所说，我们如果舍己的话，神儿子就从我们的身上活出来。
I pray, Father, for those who are lost here, that your Spirit will convict them of sin and that they will turn to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
主，我们在这里求，如果还没有信你的，求你的圣灵来光照每一个人，让我们可以看到我们的罪，让我们来回到你的面前。
In Jesus' name.
靠耶稣的名， Amen.